Hello,
good evening. My name is Carl. Good evening, ma'am. I'm calling from Opinion Research. My name is Carlos. We're just conducting a public opinion survey about Phoenix, and we would like to include your response. Can you be so kind and share your opinion and be brief? Are you registered to vote in the state of Arizona?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote for in November election for president, U.S. Senate, Congress, and other state and local offices? Are you almost certain, probably 50-50, or you don't think you will vote?
Almost certain.
Almost certain. Thank you, ma'am. And just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me what year were you born?
1999.
Thank you, ma'am. And it's a pleasure talking to you and very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, are you or is anyone in your household a Hispanic or Latino descent? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, you or someone in your house?
Everyone else in my house.
Okay. Now, thinking about voting in the November election, would you say that you are personally not too motivated to vote? Somewhat motivated? Very motivated or extremely motivated? How do you feel?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel that things are going off the wrong track?
I wouldn't know.
Okay. We can move right along. And that's okay. Now, I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings toward each one as a very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. And if you have no opinion or never heard of that person, please say so. Kay Gallego, what's your opinion?
Not sure who that is.
Okay. You never heard of it, or you heard of it and you have no opinion?
I don't think I've heard of it.
Okay. How about Hannah Hernandez? Do you have an opinion? Do you recognize your name? No?
No.
Okay. How about Carlos Galindo Elvira? Do you recognize the name? Elvira,
no.
Thank you. No. And how about Katie Hobbs? Recognize her?
No.
And Marcelino Quiñones?
No.
doesn't ring a bell? Okay, no problem. Now, overall, do you approve or disapprove of the job that the Phoenix City Council is doing? Approve strongly, somewhat, disapprove somewhat, or disapprove strongly?
I think I'm right in the middle.
Somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove? Those are the two
middle
ones.
I think somewhat approve.
Okay. And now, thinking about the election in November, if the election for president were held today, and you have to decide today, just for the sake of a research, and the candidates were the Republican Donald Trump and the Democrat Joe Biden, from who would you vote? The Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
I would say Democrat.
Okay, thank you. And now if the election for Phoenix City Council were held today, and the candidates from your area were Hannah Hernandez, Michael Nowakowski, Martin Bridgman, Marcelino Quiñones, and Emilio Avila. From who would you vote?
Honestly, I don't know. I'd have to look more into them.
Understood, ma'am. And that's very smart. Now, well, if the election were held today and you have to decide, do you lean to any of them, like Ana Hernandez, Michael Nowakowski, Martin Bridgman, Marcelino Quiñones, Emilio Avila?
I'd probably say the first one.
Okay, Ana Hernandez. Thank you, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
And can you please tell me which one of these issues is most important to you in deciding your vote for city council? We have the racial equity, jobs and economic development, I'm sorry, homelessness, crime, housing costs, public transportation, street and road maintenance, water quality and supply, climate change, and excessive heat. If you have to choose, what's the most important when you decided to vote for city council? What issue?
What was the second one you said?
Okay. Racial equity, jobs, and economic development. That's the second
one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, let me read you a series of statements about Marcelino Quiñones. Can you please, for each one, tell me whether it's a very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason to support Marcelino Quiñones for Phoenix City Council? And this guy is from your area, okay? Now, here's the first one. Marcelino is a state senator and a longtime resident in South Phoenix. On the city council, he will work for improved public safety, more affordable housing, and better paying jobs for residents. Now, how convincing is that for him to gain your support? Very, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Somewhat.
And this, I'm sorry, the local economy is a priority for Marcelino. He will work with the local businesses community to attract more high-paying and union jobs. Very, somewhat, a little, not at all convincing.
I'd say very.
Very, okay. And Marcelino believes that everyone should feel safe in their community, and he will fight for more effective and transparent policing in Phoenix, including a new police prison in Lavigne. Very, somewhat, a little, not at all convincing.
Somewhat.
Okay. And Marcelino has been a champion of first-time home buyer programs in the state Senate. He will use local and state incentives to provide more affordable housing for more people in Phoenix, and he will work with community groups to get unhoused people off the streets and into housing programs. Is that very convincing? So what convincing? A little convincing or not at all convincing?
Very.
Thank you. I appreciate your patience on the line, ma'am. We're almost done. Now, let me reach a serious statement about Hannah Fernandez, and the same thing. You let me know if that statement is very, somewhat, a little or not at all convincing reason to support Hannah Fernandez for Phoenix City Council. Hannah Fernandez is a state senator and a community activist on the city council. Hannah will work for economic fairness, jobs that pay a livable wage, more police accountability, and to protect our water supply. Very, somewhat, a little, not at all convincing.
Somewhat.
Okay. Hernandez helped passed legislation in the state Senate that increased the amount of affordable housing in Arizona. On the city council, she will push for additional reform to bring housing costs down for Phoenix families. How convincing is that to support her? Very, somewhat, a little, not at all.
Very.
Good. And Hernandez believes in a woman's right to choose. And she will stand up to lawmakers who wants to take that choice away. She will support protection for doctors and medical professionals who perform abortions in Phoenix. Very? So what? A little, not at all.
Somewhat.
Okay. And Anna's brother was killed by Phoenix police while he was experiencing a mental health crisis. She has called for more accountability from police officers and community-based public safety solutions that address the root cause of a crime. What's your opinion? Very, somewhat, a little, not at all.
Very.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, moving right along. After hearing more information, if the election for Phoenix City Council were held today, and you have to decide, and the candidates were only Ana Hernandez and Marcelino Quiñones, for who would you vote?
Ana Hernandez.
Ana Hernandez, thank you. And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for a statistical purpose only so we can finish. And generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
Democrat.
Is that a strong or not so strong?
Strong.
Strong, okay. And thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Moderate.
Okay, moderate. Thank you, ma'am. And what is the last years of schooling that you have completed? High school, non-college, post-high school, some college, four-year college graduate, post-graduate?
Some college.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
Rent.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purpose only by my supervisor, so he don't think I made this up. May I have just your first name, please?
Jasmine.
Thank you very much, Jasmine. This concludes our survey. Very kind of you, okay? Enjoy the rest of the evening, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am. Bye.
Thank you.